You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built.
Tommy, do you have camo? What are you wearing to your hosting show tomorrow?
Here we go. I heard you and Strutty had a little fun with this, and just a regular polo, thank you very much. yes, I know it's hard to believe. I do host a hunting show on an Outdoor Life Network, and it kicks off tomorrow. And yeah, just golf shirts, Greg's. And I heard Strutty bring up Louie's name. Louie is one of the hunters.
Oh, of course he is. Oh, yep. Nice. I love it. So well, when does this air? When is this coming out?
It starts tomorrow night, 7 to 8 p.m. It's called Bozone Live, and it's Thursday, Saturday, and wraps up on November 30th, which is a Tuesday. We're in the rut, Greg's, and we've got some skilled hunters in the Edmonton area, certainly here in Alberta, of course, and in the Bow Zone, produces some monster bucks. So we've got some of the best, and we're going to tell their stories throughout the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I like it. All right. Have you ever shot a bow?
No, I have not. I admit it readily. I am there move the show along, and I'll let the experts, who are the hunters, be the stars, tell the story. I'll ask the questions, throw out the sponsor stuff, and look nice and smile. How does that sound?
We're going to get Louie to get you a little bow lesson. Get you to shoot a bow before next year. How about that? That'll be your goal.
I would do it. It is awesome. It is cool.
There you go. The orders were, kind of shooting blanks, but just, I've said it to me, and I got some numbers from ClearSight Analytics. Mikko Koskinen, after allowing just an awful goal last night. And we can look at all his numbers all we want, but at the end of the day, this has been an ongoing issue last year, this year, the year before. He struggles on what they deem as low percentage goals, ones that should be stopped. He is now tied for second most allowed in the league at 7. And it's become more of an issue again lately. In his last 5 starts, his save percentage is .882. His goals against is .382. I'm going to start Stuart Skinner if I was Dave Tippett tomorrow night. Would you, A, and B, do you think Tippett will?
I would, too. And, you know, I know he was mopping up last night, and he was all right doing that. Do I think Dave Tippett will? No, because Tippett tends to stick with his guys. I would be pleasantly surprised if he did. And Greg's, these low percentage goals that are going in, the timing of them are awful. In the last 6 games, the Oilers have had to fight their way back into games. Thankfully, they have been able to and salvage points. There's also a bunch of issues in front of Koskinen and Skinner that have occurred. We obviously recognize that as well. But in the 6 starts that Koskinen has had since November 1st, he's allowed the first goal or first shot last night, twice the second shot, once the third shot, and once the fourth shot. And the one outlier was against St. Louis, where he made 9 stops before allowing the first goal of the game on the 10th shot. And this team was able to bend and bend and bend and not break and manage to get through those situations. And then finally, it feels like they might be breaking a little bit because I know he's cleaned things up, especially against St. Louis after he gives up that first one. But when you're doing it over and over and over and over and over and over again, it becomes an issue and it gets tiresome.
That's kind of who he is. He's a good goaltender in a lot of areas of the ice, but early on, but even just soft goals at inopportune times has been an issue. Now, I'm not going to blame all of the Oilers defensive woes on Koskinen because it's totally unfair because he stole him a point in St. Louis. Their defensive zone coverage, their unwillingness to make the right play more often than not is killing them. They gift teams goals too often where they have possession of the puck on this road trip. Keith did it, CeCe did it, Bouchard did it last night. That complete control of the puck, the give it away, goes right to the opposing team. Boom, they score within the next 3 or 4 seconds. That has to cut down for this team. is it just come down to the coaches? Like, sure, you can yell and scream. I'm not sure that's going to work. It's just going to come down to the players, a commitment from the team. And I guess the only good news is they're all guilty of it, so they should all be able to hold each other accountable for it.
Yeah, and we had people texting in saying stuff like, well, go out and get a Ben Chiarot. What would it cost? What would it cost? And I understand that rationale. You want to find solutions for this team, which is struggling with those types of plays, Greg's. The easy goals you've talked about, lazy passes or moving the puck up the wall in a lazy way, not getting the clears. You mentioned the turnovers. Absolutely. And maybe there's some adjustments that the coaching staff and Jim Playfair can make to maybe make it a little bit easier. I'm sure that the opposition, whoever the Oilers have been facing of late, have noticed these tendencies doing their video homework, and they've pressured these defensemen because they realize there's cracks here in the way that this team plays defensively, and they've taken full advantage. And this isn't really a new thing either. I was going through my notes last night from every game at the start of the season. And I remember even in the first like five or six games writing sloppy start, Oilers the own worst enemy giving pucks away. And I would jot down the names of the guys giving it away. I remember specifically one night it was like Mike Smith, two bad giveaways, Darnell Nurse, bad giveaway, Tyson Berry, bad giveaway. The next night, Duncan Keith. So they're all guilty of it. So it's the body of work from the collective defense. And then on top of that, you probably want your forwards to help out a little bit more. But there's breakdowns there, and they need to work to fix it.
Tom Gazzola joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. The other issue last night I found it, and that necessarily hasn't been an issue in a lot of games this year, but Winnipeg upped the physicality last night, especially against McDavid and Draisaitl, and the Oilers as a group didn't respond at all. Dubois, yeah. Pionk, and Dillon combined. Now, I know that hits are subjective. I'll say that in advance. But either way, they had more hits combined, those three, than the entire Oilers team. The Oilers had three players with more than one hit and only eight total with one. Like, they just, I get that they're not built to be, but hey, everything's about, got to go outside your comfort zone sometimes. And mm-hmm. if Kyler Yamamoto can get in on the forecheck and be physical, you can't tell me no one else. He's the smallest guy on the team. If he can do it, everybody should be able to do it.
Well, he had three hits last night, and I'm looking down the line. The only guy that had more was Darnell Nurse at four. When you look at it like that, there's playing tough too, playing inside of guys in their equipment, physically strong. But in a game where the opposition, like a Winnipeg Jets, I don't think of Pierre-Luc Dubois as an overly physical type player, but he knows he has to elevate his game, and one way to do that, be physical. Dillon, yes, absolutely. There's a guy that I expect to be physical. Pionk, we know he likes to get in their grills. He did it again last night. A little bit of an embellishment on the McDavid shoulder to the chin, if you will. But he comes back laughing at them in the scrum. So you got big body guys like a Jesse Puljujärvi. He could throw his body, absolutely. Zach Hyman, he's not the biggest guy, but he plays a tough game, a solid game, goes to the gritty areas. He's a guy that I could see throwing their body. Those two didn't have a hit. Warren Fogle's another guy that was left off the board when it comes to the hit department. There's a big body guy that I think could throw the body around a little bit more. Obviously, we know Ryan McLeod, you know, young, still probably putting on some weight, fast and all that. Even Nugent Hopkins can throw the body. Those guys all had donuts for hits. Like you said, it's subjective. It's also the building and the official scores and how they view hits. I remember when we would go to Minnesota, XL Energy Center, and it was like the Wild would have just a monster amount of hits, and whoever they were facing would have a minimal amount, and that was deliberately done. I understand that. But if we're talking about noticing the overall game and Edmonton not being physical enough, they've got guys that are capable of it. All you got to do is just finish a check. It's not hard. You're not there to kill the guy. Just lay the body on them. Make them know that you're there. Have your presence felt. Make it hurt a little bit. It's simple, and it's something that I think that they should be capable of doing. So it's a good point, Greggs.
Tom Gazzola joins us. I'm the Sports Leader at TSN 1260. So we'll see if the Oilers get back in action against the Jets tomorrow night. And you know what? Hey, I love the back-to-backs. I said it. Mm-hmm. I would love to see the NHL incorporate the teams who met in the playoffs. they have a mini two-game series back-to-back the following year. I just think it can add up. We saw some of that animosity. Those two teams haven't met since May, and Pionk picked right up where he left off. So hopefully it continues tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so, at least. And let me just throw this out there. I said it on the post-game show. I want to get your thoughts on this. If you're the third line, whoever the third line will be tomorrow, if you're a Fogle or a Cassian, why not, if you get out there with Pionk, take the puck through the neutral zone, dump one in his corner, and just go and lay the body on him. Show him you're going to punish him. You don't have to do the cheap stuff, but just be physical and take the body. Do it cleanly. Don't take penalties. Matty Cassian talked about, hey, you know, some guys you could go waste one on. That might be a guy they want to waste one on and take a penalty, with the guys on the bench saying, you know what, we'll kill it if you send him a message. But I just say, smack him. Just hit him with a good, clean hit. Multiple times. Let him know that enough is enough, because he's done this. Did it all last year, did it in the playoffs, and here he is, game one last night between these two teams, doing it all over again.
Tommy, before we let you go, think about, you're on a road trip, and if all of a sudden your bus broke down, if you have any buddies you think could fix it, because for those who don't know, Pittsburgh State... In NCAA, they were on a long bus trip to Fort Hayes, and their bus broke down. Their long snapper, Timmy Malinowski, was an automotive technology major. Sprung into action, fixed the bus as it died with power on the side of the road. Here he is. He steps up, saves the day. They win. The team's going bananas afterwards. Tommy, who do you know anybody who could be the Malinowski of your group?
Yes. Great story. I love it. Timmy Malinowski, well done. My good friend Cam LeClaire, may he rest in peace, a heavy-duty mechanic. We actually had a bus breakdown on a roadie after the game. It's like midnight in the middle of February, Greg's, and it was the visiting team. It was the other team's bus that they sent here to pick us up, and it broke down maybe like 30 minutes out of town. The bus driver gets on the radio, calls someone to come pick him up, leaves us stranded on the side of the highway, and we went to Cam. We're like, Cam, you're a heavy-duty mechanic. You can fix this thing. And he's like, well, I've already cracked this bottle of Crown, and I'll wait and see what the bus driver does if he comes back. I'll give it half an hour. If he's not back, I'll go fix it. If not, we'll just wait and see what happens. Thankfully, there was like a stream of like 10 club vans that came and picked us up, took us back to Edmonton. Otherwise, old Cam LeClaire would have been fixing that bus in minus 25 degree weather in the middle of February at midnight. But Timmy Malinowski, well done, my friend. He was a hero in the big win. I love stories like that.
Like, I don't think Shauger could do it. No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not sure Strutty could do it. All right.
Yeah.
Nelly? I don't know if Nelly's got any mechanic, if he's very mechanic.
Not a chance.
No. Awanek? No. Connor? Do you even know how to change oil on your vehicle?
That I can change the tire, yeah, but no, that's about where it ends for me. I'd be calling AMA.
Yeah.
I got a membership, so I come in handy with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And it's true. It's great to have the membership. But I think a lot of people have the membership, and usually a lot of people break down at the same time when it's cold. So then your membership, you have it, but it probably means you're all waiting for an extended period of time at the same time. It's a dying art, so I'm shouting out to all of our mechanically inclined listeners. Kudos to you, because we all should have one of you on the road trips wherever we go, because they're beauties, and they can save us from having to wait to go get one. So, to all
Absolutely.
The Malinowskis out there, be like Malinowski. Tommy, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you tomorrow, Gregs.